Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He turned to me as if to say, hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you.
It's waiting there for you. Right there. Go be a great Eagle. That's the thing for Quinyon Mitchell. Go be a great Eagle. By the way, what he said, I mean, we're talking so much about him. We're playing so much audio of so many people and what they're saying about him. How about what he says about himself? We'll get to that coming up in just a moment. Some of what Quinyon Mitchell said in his press conference last night. All right, the Eagles draft, the Sixers win, the A.J. Brown contract, all of it on the table, 215-592-9494 as we broadcast this Friday morning from Borgata. Let's talk to Drew calling from Westchester. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, folks. Happy birthday, Joseph.
Thank you, pal. Other than a happy birthday, which I appreciate, what'd you get?
Really meant it, too.
It's like giving someone a car with no cash. Where's the cash? Right?
I guess I'll say what I got you is there. We played like Beat the Hammer a year ago, and there was no Beat the Hammer today, so you didn't have a risk of taking like an L today.
Well,
I guess the best thing I can come up with.
All right, that's not bad. You prevented me from getting an L. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, good morning, Drew. What do you got?
Yeah, so I like the pick. I might have given a slight lean to Terry and Arnold, but, you know, Quinyon, like, film seems good. Character seems really good. I did want to go back to and back up one of the things Rhea was saying, I think, in the 7 a.m. hour. Are we sure Nick Sirianni's seat is burning hot? Because maybe Howie and the Scouts just liked Mitchell the best, but if it was, say, like kind of like a break the tie between him and Terry and Arnold, if they're taking and valuing recommendations from Nick, like, that to me doesn't scream a coach who's, you know, about to
I
get
disagree.
Fired.
I disagree, Drew. I don't make a correlation. I really don't. I mean, the reality is the Eagles crashed and burned. It took 9 days for the owner to announce that they were keeping let's have a press conference, we're keeping the coach. And the reality is, like, there's a lot of connections out there in the world. It doesn't – just because the Eagles picked someone that Nick Sirianni had intel through the head coach of his college, it doesn't tell me Nick Sirianni's job is safe for the next 3 years. No. I mean,
okay,
Nick Sirianni
it's
works
– more information that the team had to go on
exactly.
That he was familiar with that coach.
I mean, let me –
that's helpful.
Sure,
it's
let me,
not a
yeah.
game ender.
Correct.
Or, you know, and not a decision decider.
Let's put it this way, Drew. Nick's – Howie Roseman chose who he chose last night because he believes it's the right pick. Not because he doesn't think it's the right pick and Nick Sirianni thinks it's the right pick. No doubt about it.
Okay, that's fair. I'll admit I come in a little biased because I'm a Nick guy. It just, you know, crossed my mind a little bit. But, yeah,
you
really.
Yourself, okay, yeah. Nick, I don't think has a whole lot of input.
I don't either. Some? Sure. A whole lot? No. Don't buy it. All right, Quinyon Mitchell was the pick. Let's listen to him. A couple pieces of audio related to him now being an Eagle and what he brings to the table. Let's listen to Quinyon Mitchell last night.
when it comes to your thing, what brings you, what motivates you, what type of attitude do you think you bring to the field?
Yeah, I feel like my whole life I've just been trying to demand respect. I mean, coming from a small town, coming from a small college, just want to demand that respect. Felt like I did that through my college career and through the pre-draft process.
Always like the guy that's got the chip on the shoulder.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's not going anywhere. He went to Toledo. Guys are going to – that is permanent, and he will always be, you know, using that. You know how guys use
stuff. I know
stuff.
They do.
Even if he doesn't need it,
yeah,
he can use that.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Brady, that was right. A defining element of him. I remember Paul Pierce being the 10th pick in an NBA draft where, you know, obviously he should have been taken in the top two or three. It was a defining thing for him his whole career. I mean – use it. If people slight you, store that away and always use that to push harder. I like that. More from Quinyon Mitchell. As he again, this was a late-night press conference last night. More of Quinyon Mitchell talking about now entering the Eagles.
Do you feel like you can step in and start right away, or do you think you need some time?
No, I mean, I feel like I can come in and play inside, outside. I mean, I got some vets in front of me that, I mean, I can really learn from, really soak the game up for. I mean, Darius Slay. That's somebody who I model my game out there in James Bradberry. So, I mean, it don't matter where I play. I just want to help the team.
Well handled.
Wow.
Well handled. Very well handled. That's a
– sounded very confident. He answered it and said everything right.
Yeah, he
basically said,
right. Said
he's coming in and he's going to play.
Well,
but he can also learn a ton from
deference.
These vets.
Yeah.
Man, this guy knows what he's doing.
That's the way to handle a question.
That's not a small school answer right there.
I agree with you. All right, let's talk to Ed. He's calling from Phoenixville. Hi, Ed.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Thank you, sir.
I need to hear at some point, I'm a man, I'm 40, but with a 6. I don't
know
how that's going
to
Good timing on this.
Ed, I was going to literally get to that in like 5 minutes. So in honor of you making that, okay, we'll get to it right after your call. I cannot believe you just said that. All right, go ahead.
All right, so a couple of quick things. One on the Sixers, I may have already been mentioned, but I think this is a little retribution as far as, you know, the refs kind of
– no question.
They should have thrown Embiid out. I mean, that was some Zaza Pachulia kind of stuff.
It was dirty.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's no two ways about that in my opinion, but, you know, I'm glad that they kind of ruled in our favor there. So I wonder if the Eagles may try to move higher up in the second round today with their two picks and maybe the one in the Reddick trade, because there's still some really good linemen available, and I think we should probably address that sooner rather than later.
Well, they will. The question is when. I mean, look, we know the areas of need, and I think they'll get most of them, you know, but there's a pecking order. You know, there's a difference between a second-round pick and a fourth-round pick, and there's also a difference between who you like and don't like in these clusters of players. So we'll see how they attack it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so used to, as an Eagles fan, being either really excited or really disappointed about the draft.
And I know. Kind of,
yesterday, I was just like, okay. I was almost like annoyed that I wasn't annoyed, but if that makes any sense.
No, I got it. I got you. Ed, good phone call there, man.
You should be thrilled. We should all be thrilled. This is a blue chip pick, way outside the blue chip territory in that first round.
Let's get to you know, ordinarily we do drop of the week. We're not going to do it this week. We just think there's too much going on in the Philly sports scene to be goofing around too much here. Ordinarily, when we do it, of course, it's brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers. You can visit them online at familyjewelers.com, Route 70 right there in Marlton, New Jersey. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. So no Full Tilt drop of the week. That'll be back next week. But, you know, the caller asked for it. We were going to do it anyway. So I did turn 46 today. I am perhaps on the back nine of life. Who knows? Maybe not.
Washed.
I wouldn't go as far as to say. I'd say I'm in my prime. Okay, I like prime. Okay, I'm prime. But maybe washed.
Didn't you say you were certain you'd make 100?
Not
at one
certain,
point?
But I think I will live longer than 92. So I will say I am.
Wait,
not.
Wait, why is that? Why is it 92?
Well, I'm
and
saying
you know how weird that
well,
is.
Well, back
right?
nine. I'm saying back nine. 46 times 2 would be 92. So I'm saying I don't think I'm on the back nine yet, but I'm getting...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm close to it. I may be on it. I think I'm going to live to somewhere between 95 to 105.
I can arrange for that not to happen.
Yeah, that's right. It took us some sickos listening right now. All right, so look, the reality
95 to 105 is what you expect.
That's aggressive.
Follow the dots of medicine and food and exercise and all that.
Yeah, but
good
you
stuff.
Don't you eat good
no,
food.
No, I don't really do that.
And you don't exercise.
No, I don't really do that either.
No.
Your
exercise
Devin,
is
I view it
slowly
through osmosis. No, it's
osmosis.
Yeah, you know, society.
What is osmosis?
You know, those that do it, they
explain it to me scientifically.
They do it, and the sun bounces off
that
them.
That is not osmosis.
Wow. Just like flowers.
It's like photosynthesis. Bounce.
Right, flowers produce diesel fuel.
Yeah. Right? Just like Alan Jaws when he ate a car.
Okay, touche.
Nice. Oh, this is good.
This is a throwdown going on down here.
Yeah, all right, don't step two. Don't give me that
nonsense. Joe, look at this.
What
do we have here?
We have a birthday cake?
We have a birthday cake.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you very much.
Do we sing? Do we
thank you so much. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
This is embarrassing.
Happy birthday, dear Joe. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And please vote for me when I run for president in the 2040s. No, I appreciate this. Very, very kind.
That cake is gorgeous.
Art Deco.
A great cake. Let me blow out the candles. There you go.
Make a wish?
John even, I didn't make a wish.
Wow.
Oh, no.
I didn't.
That's 7 years of bad luck.
Is it?
It's relight the candles.
That was breaking a mirror.
Absolutely not.
You didn't make a wish?
I didn't even. I'm doing a radio
Come
show.
Come on,
I got
man.
A lot going on here. You know, the lab, I'm trying to go from Bill Belichick to Lou Riddick.
First time blowing out the candles?
I don't know. First time on the air, I'll tell you that. All right, thank you, everyone. I appreciate that. So
that's nice.
So 46, which obviously means, you know, I'm a man and I'm 46. We'll get to that in a moment. You know, the I'm a man thing began with Mike Gundy many, many, many years ago when he did that famous press conference, and we had some fun with it when I turned 40. James, let's go back to the OG of the I'm a man, I'm 40, the original from Mike Gundy years ago.
I'm a man! I'm 40!
All right, so 6 years ago when we were in the midday show, we had some fun with it for 1 year. And then it's like, well, I'm not 40 anymore, and we kind of lost track of it. And then we realized, well, wait a second here. We can... But wait, there's more. Like, we can actually add on to it.
It's
and then when
Jerry Rig.
And then when I got to 44, we actually realized we could go into the Gene Hackman mode from the great basketball movie Hoosiers, and we came up with this.
I'm a man. I'm 44.
Which I really did like that one. That
I
one
think
was
that
good.
One's it's perfect.
It really is. All right. So wait, let me hear that one more time, James.
Nice.
I love that one. Let me hear that again.
I'm a man. I'm 44.
That's great. That's great. All right.
Seamless.
So then, obviously, over the last 365 days, I had been 45, and we had some fun at, you know, Donovan McNabb's expense.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Bob will always love you.
I mean, that one was...
That's one of my favorites.
That's pretty good, too. All right. So now it's time for sex. And I was hoping we could find, you know, good audio of Dave Zinkoff, the classic 76ers public address announcer for decades back then, you know, the Spectrum, the whole deal. If we could, and he died in the mid-80s, but could we find Zink audio of him announcing number 6, Julius Erving? I believe we have found such audio. So let me say this. I am a man, and I am also 46. You know, in my 46 years of living, always a man. Let's listen to Zink.
I'm a man. I'm 46. I love it.
That's when I was like 6 years old, 7 years old. All right, one more time, because that was such a classic part of the Philadelphia sports scene back then in the 70s and 80s. This is Dave Zinkoff, and this is what we'll go with for the next year. Dave Zinkoff with Julius Erving.
I'm a man. I'm 46.
I'm going to have some fun with this one. I like it. All right, let's get back to the phones. Let's talk to Brad right now, and thank you guys for the cake. I appreciate it. Brad, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Great, Brad.
Good. It's a beautiful day to be down at the shore. I love football and I love the draft, but the NFL's presentation of it last night was just an excruciating bling sideshow that reminded me more of the Hunger Games than the NFL draft.
What did you not like? What specifically?
It took an hour to get 7 picks, Joe. An hour.
See, I like that. No. I mean it, Brad. Look, they do that intentionally. Obviously, some of these guys are wheeling and dealing. Like, if I had 10 minutes, I would use the full 10 because theoretically someone could offer me a trade. But there's no doubt in my mind, Brad, the NFL has told the organizations, don't rush your pick. We want a 4-hour broadcast, not a 2-hour broadcast. And by the way, as a football fan, I also want a 4-hour broadcast because I want to hear the analysis of every pick that just got made. And then the ramp up to the next pick and the options. I wouldn't want a fast draft.
It seemed too glamorous and glitzy and more like the Hunger Games and just it was over the top and under the bottom with these
Hunger Games
above the private booth palm fronded places where people were hanging out with their sleazy, snidely whiplash agents slithering around.
Wow. Brad,
I see it different, Brad.
Yeah. I tell you, it's. I love football, but it just keeps, like, the last night, the main thing should have been the draft, and it wasn't. The main thing was the spectacle.
Well, you know,
it's entertainment, buddy.
It is entertainment. First off, for the kids and the agents and their families, I mean, there were some, gosh, who was the guy taking around 7 or 9? It wasn't one of the quarterbacks. There was a big lineman taking.
J.C. Latham went at 7. Latham.
I think it was him.
He was taking
the
reaction. At 7.
Whoever it was, there was a reaction. I don't think it was Latham, but I could be wrong. He was with his family, and I'm sure extended family. I mean, or friends. I mean, there was like 30 or 40 people in the room, and it was one of those great moments where just as a human, you feel happy for another human.
I love all of them when they get picked.
The extended family scenes.
Yes.
I love it. You got the little cousins to the great-grandmother all the way up through. And everyone, you know, everyone knows that this kid, his whole life, he's been hoping for this. And you know, everyone in that room has been hoping for this. Now it's finally come to fruition.
Now,
I also
enjoy the game within the game. Do you hug mom first?
Or the girlfriend.
Or do you kiss the girlfriend first? I mean, that's all. That is always, what do you do?
It says a lot.
The mom or the girlfriend?
Always mom.
Mom.
It should be mom. Yes. I agree with you. It should be mom.
But if it's like a wife, I think it's probably wife first.
Well, that's the
You know what? That's a good point, James.
Then get married, which most of these guys normally
are
not.
Yeah,
some
are. Yeah.
At 19, 20, 21, 22. All right, let's listen to Lewis Riddick. He had a lot of praise. For Quinyon Mitchell. Now, to be clear, what we're about to play is audio prior to Quinyon Mitchell being picked by the Eagles. This is about 1-2 minutes before the Eagles select him. The ESPN crew is discussing who the Eagles should pick, and Lewis Riddick had no doubt in his mind who it should be.
Let's live in a world where the Eagles do want a corner here. Lewis, which one should they take?
That guy on your screen right there, Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo. Talked to Jason Candle, texted back and forth with him. I've been to Toledo before, spoke to their football team. He vouches for this kid without any hesitation. As good of a player as he is, and he dominated down at the Senior Bowl, he is a better person. He's a pro. He is ready to handle the responsibility that comes with being a first-round pick in the National Football League. And he's got all the skills. He's big. He can run, press off, finish, interceptions. He can do it all.
Pretty big endorsement right
Lou
there.
Lou knows what he's talking about, too. Yeah. And he lived in scouting departments. He played in the back end of teams that I was on. He was a DB. And Lewis knows exactly what makes a good cornerback, and he said it without hesitation. If they have their pick of the entire draft, who should they take? And we got him.
John, is it a matter of time till Lewis Riddick's a GM?
Yes, I really believe that.
Does Mayock, who only lasted about 3 or 4 years as a GM, does that hurt Lewis Riddick?
I don't know.
I don't either. I don't know. I mean, I was really rooting for Mike Mayock. I mean,
me too.
Knew him a little bit. Didn't know him too well. Knew him a little bit. You know, proud
I
that he was from
Lewis
this area.
Too,
and I love Riddick too, man. I mean, he's a tremendous analyst.
He
I mean,
is so sharp, man.
Part of me roots against him getting a job because I want him to stay on ESPN and entertain us.
All the, yeah, all the great info.
That was such a mess there, though, with Gruden and everything that went down.
It spiraled.
Yeah,
it spiraled
out of control.
It got totally out of control. Yeah. That's right. All right, let's also listen to Howie Roseman because – you know, the reality is Quinyon Mitchell, obviously a player the Eagles wanted, but so too were a number of other players. I mean, maybe not as much or maybe more guys off the board. Make of it what you will. Let's listen to Howie talking after the draft last night on why he did not trade up last night. And, frankly, obviously there was even an option to trade back. This is a pretty thorough explanation for Howie on why he stuck at 22.
It's not normally in my nature to do that, you know, so I understand that. I think that the only reason that we felt comfortable was because the scenarios played out in a way that we were comfortable we were going to get a really good player at that pick, just based on how the board was going. You know, the way we do it is, you know, if we're at pick 15, we got to have as many players that we like. When they start to fall off and we get in a spot where we don't have as many players as our pick, we start looking to move up. So if we're at 15 and we only have three players left that have first round grades, it's a concern, you know, so you try to move up. When you're there, and Rube, why don't you do the math for me? How many players do we have to go before 15? 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Eighth player. We get the eighth player, right? We get the eighth player. So when we're there and we see we have eight players, and then 16 at seven, and so on, then we know we have a preference on that. But if they're all having the same grades, then we feel good sitting. So I think for us, it's like as long as we're in the same tier of grade in that round, so we're sitting there and we still have a first-round grade on seven guys or eight guys at that point, we feel comfortable sitting. If we get to a low number, then we try to move up. If we get over that number, we move back.
Very thorough explanation from Howie last night. All right, you can react to everything we're discussing here, too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.